Lauren, how's your day?
Me, Lauren?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Lauren, too.
All right, I'm going to protest that right now.
Lauren Schwein.
We don't like to rank our Laurens or our Mikes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if we did, here's the order.
Lauren, how are you?
I'm all right.
Philip, I'm going to go with Philip 6.
Boy. Out of one. I'm in sixth place out of one, you guys. Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, Matt.
First we'll have a little chat,
then put on our rimmers.
Now it's time for Next at Bats.
Hey, we're here today with Snack Time. Hi, Snack Time.
Hi.
Snack Time is a very large group, and we're missing three of the members, but the members that are here, could you go around and introduce yourselves?
Krista Pichette.
Mike Trost.
Mike Larson.
Jojo.
No last name.
Joe, first name. Joe, last name.
Lauren Chestnut.
Lauren Schwein.
And Emily Larkin, Mike Blomberg, and Caroline Hitt can't be here today. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right.
Yep.
So, Snack Time, you have been around for, about a year now?
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
And you've been performing out in pretty much the whole time. Is that true?
Yeah.
I think we started officially performing around the six-month mark of having gotten together.
Yeah. It's been about a year. Like a year ago, we got a go-go run. And that's our first
Our very first show was Improv-a-thon 2013.
2009,
right?
Yeah. No one else was doing it. It was just 28 hours.
It was still a clothing store. We were just doing improv.
Is improv.
So you guys met at Huge and in a class that was taught by...
I think... A good portion of us met in 101 taught by Jill Bernard, so that would be me, Mike Trost, Jojo, Caroline, and Lauren Chestnut, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Larson and Kristen and Blomberg were in our 201. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I came in at 301, I think.
301?
Yeah.
And Larkin was in 301.
Larkin was in 301, too.
Yeah. So,
Everything after 101 was Michael Ritchie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Michael Ritchie forever.
Really, it all snowballed with me. I was the person who started all of this.
You started improv?
Well, really.
Improv, yeah.
Your patient zero of Snack Time?
Yes.
Well, our budding friendship and disgusting.
Right.
And Jojo.
And Jojo.
I made them all sign a legally binding contract agreeing to be my friend forever.
Right.
She knifed all of our arms.
Yeah.
We signed with blood.
Yeah.
Well, blood pacts are binding, especially in the improv world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and the
true.
Pirate world.
In the pirate world.
Yeah. There's a lot of overlap. You'd be surprised.
Wow.
That's true.
That is how Next at Bat formed.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Philip Simondet, by the way.
Oh, no.
Dick move right there.
And and our host today, as always,
is Matthew McLeod, but I'm trying to figure out who you are. Oh, you're the co-host.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Hey, Philip.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
Not well.
Why not?
I feel slighted and unliked.
Why?
We'll talk about it.
Why don't
afterwards.
You just be like Caroline Blomberg or Emily or all three combined into one? We need one. We need an extra
member. Caroline Blomberg is Carolyn Hitt and Michael Blomberg. One giant overcoat.
There was a comma there.
They're already mixing before they mix with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Orbs, globules.
And then a fly is going to get in there too.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have little fly babies.
Matt, you're going to have to rein us in hard.
Yeah, you're lucky only two-thirds of us are here.
We'll just entertain ourselves for an hour.
I've seen that. So, Snack Time, what made you guys want to form a group to begin with?
Well, Lauren kind of started organizing a practice thing, which turned into a group.
Like a 202.
Mm. Yeah, during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember saying that I was worried I'd lose a lot of what I had learned over the last few months if we took the entire summer off and none of us had opportunities to improvise. So it was a practice group before it was anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, you know what's fun about improv? Doing it in front of people.
Yeah.
Also with each other.
Aww. Aww.
And we're called Snack Time because we would, it's so straightforward. We'd eat snacks and then do improv.
If that.
If that. It was a lot of snack eating.
Also, I'd like to say that we've never had like two people bring snacks at the same time.
It's pretty remarkable, actually. We're on a wavelength with one another.
So you don't actually plan it. It's just somebody happens to show up with snacks?
Oh, God, yes.
Mostly JoJo.
Mostly JoJo.
Sometimes we plan it.
Someone usually volunteers on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, don't tell them about
that. Even when we have rehearsal, there's always a box of cookies.
We don't communicate using verbal
keep the myth going.
just all telepathic.
The neat thing is if one of us is hurt, the rest of us can feel it.
Especially when I got my wax the other day.
Yeah, no, but it's the worst with the girls because at one point we're all on our period. So yeah. We all always have cramps.
Yeah. You guys, you actually don't get cramps. I get cramps and then you all feel the cramps.
That's how periods work.
Oh, yeah.
That's how periods work.
You're patient zero of cramps.
It's just like a guy to make periods about him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey guys, Philip, I think we need to take a sidebar here.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I really hurt your feelings at the top of the show.
Oh no, I don't have feelings. You know that.
Yeah, but you seem genuinely, you know, hurt.
No, I'm used to being. We just forgot. Yeah, I just want people to hear your name.
Okay, well,
I want people to know who's talking and doing all this great work.
But it seemed like you really wanted the recognition that you normally get at the beginning of the show.
Well, it's just important because we could have new listeners that don't know who's talking.
That's a good point.
I know. I think we should
still. I just felt like there was such good banter going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm likely to ruin that every time.
Okay. All right, sidebar.
Sidebar.
Okay. Oh, hey guys. Sorry.
Can we come back into the room now?
Yeah, no, you guys are fine.
Man, you have a really nice basement.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. We really like work on our basement techniques.
Lots of chains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of chains.
Yeah, I didn't want to be rude, but are they necessary?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're necessary.
All right.
All of those rafters.
I'm intrigued and scared at the same time.
And like 500 cats.
So many cats.
Bye, guys.
Those are two different kinds of squeal.
Just me walking away.
And I love how you ran back to the mic to tell us you were walking away.
She's so
I'm
far
walking,
away.
I'm walking.
I was running out of the room.
I'm walking. So, guys, tell us about your what you do. Like, what's your form like? Because we know that you're friends.
Was that really all that hilarious of a question?
Why are we laughing?
would you like to finish your question, Matt?
Yeah,
he has
please
more.
Please go ahead.
It's a
well, we won't laugh derisively the whole time.
What, that was derisive?
Well, it was
a lot of real mirth.
Sidebar, Matt.
Yeah,
I feel like they really hurt your feelings.
Do you guys want a representative in this sidebar?
Come in, Mike.
Trust. All right.
Super gonna take that.
Yeah. Matt,
I
feel like Matt's feelings were hurt right then.
Yeah.
Should I?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm ordering calzones. Okay, never mind. You guys are doing a thing.
Yeah, get out of here.
I want a spinach one.
Krista, meet me in the other room.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk to the other guys and see?
Yeah, can you speak for everyone?
I'll speak on their behalf.
Okay.
As them.
It really did. I didn't realize it was derisive laughter until Lauren said so.
Well, the thing is that it...
I thought it was just maybe something struck them as funny.
The thing about Snack Time is that almost everything that we laugh at is derisive. It starts off that way, and then it turns into just general merriment at the end of it.
Because you all seem so, like, you know, nice and happy.
Nice?
Guys, what are you doing in here?
Can they hear behind this curtain?
Yeah, I pulled the shade down.
Kristen has a really good hearing. The best hearing out of all of us.
Bat-like.
She can also throw her voice.
Lauren.
Yeah, because I'm talking
me
to
too.
Room. The second half of the show is just her doing echolocation.
Okay, so the sidebar
is
over.
Sidebar is over. Okay,
can I come back upstairs?
Yes, come back up.
are you clapping your hands like that?
Sound effects.
I'm sorry, Matt, what was the question?
What do we do?
What do we do?
Yeah, what's your form? Sidebar, Philip, was that derisive? I don't know.
No, man, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay, sidebar over.
Can we just, I just want to laugh as you ask questions.
Well, he's asking us questions like we're people, which I think amuses us.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're not people.
No. In the traditional sense.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm doing air quotes right now
I guess
for the listeners at home.
The thing that's important to know about snack time is, much like a cult, it doesn't make sense unless you're in it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But basically our form is a montage, so.
Oh, yeah, but it's also that.
Yeah, it's a montage with a rant rave.
But not a real rant rave.
No,
we just tell stories. Some shit.
We don't rant or rave so much as just speak.
Well, because no one was doing the ranting or the raving. They were just telling stories. So we're like, this is just the storytelling part of the set. Mm-hmm. And then we'll use that for inspiration.
Well, and I like the rant rave the way we do it, because it's a little like stand-up, where it's just a quick bout of inspiration from someone else, and then you just tell a story, a related story from your own life. And they're usually pretty funny.
Like stand-up.
Like stand-up.
We're hoping that we're trying to get time together with Nels, so we can get...
As you can imagine, it's difficult to get us all in the same room.
And because half of us hate each other.
Yeah.
And so we are hoping to form a form, get a new form for snack time, so we can rein us in a little bit, because we're a little bit like wild horses.
Sexy.
Sexy. Really sexy
really
wild
so
horses.
Sexy.
Not mangy
with
wild
beautiful
horses.
Beautiful flowing mane.
Strong legs.
Strong legs. I would be the sable horse.
Yeah.
Because sable is a really pretty color.
I would be a unicorn.
Remember when you told me to rein you guys in?
Oh. You're the stable boy.
Oh. Stable boy, thanks for coming.
Matt, the stable boy.
Mm.
Is that the first time anybody's called you that?
No.
It's not. It's not either.
No. And certainly won't be the last, because Kristen will come over again at some point.
Stable boy.
What kind of stories do you end up telling? Are they true? Are they are like you mentioned that it's sort of stand up-y. Like, are you trying to tell jokes? Are you looking to try to piggyback off of each other? What sort of method are you using?
I'll give an example. My favorite time that anybody has ever done a rant rave in our group is when JoJo walked out. She tagged somebody out and she went, "So I, like most people, wear underwear." And that's as far as she got before she was tagged out. That's about the gist of it.
Yeah,
I do most of the time.
We tell stories pretty true to our lives.
Caroline makes things up sometimes.
I tell stories to my true to my life.
Everything I tell is real, personally.
I just get inspired by the first person in front of me. I try not to like go off of the word of inspiration unless I'm the first person up. But I try to take something from the person that said something and try to change the story a little bit so we can have a lot of different things to work off
sure.
of. You're welcome.
Thank you.
How about you, Larson?
Hey.
Do you tell stories?
I actually find that the tone of it does kind of... I think trying to compare it to stand-up, because we do sometimes... make observations rather than actually telling a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sure. This reminds me of this. And then sometimes that will lead into a story. But I think that's kind of why we don't do an strict rant rave, because because there's so many of us, there's just so many ideas bouncing around.
Oh, yeah. You never get more than like 5 words out of there before somebody's like, "Oh, I also remember something."
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be too committed to actually telling that story, because you are probably not going to get to the most important part.
Well, and that's kind of true with how we improvise generally. but in a good way, it makes us all really flexible. And I think people in snack time are really eager to agree with you.
Yeah.
But in our eagerness and friendships comes a lot of additions to scenes, so we have really big fun group scenes, but that can sometimes be our downfall.
Not downfall,
but
it's a challenge.
Sexy quirk.
That's what I agree with.
Sharing, like, sharing. Not interrupting each other, like I just interrupted Lauren. That's pretty hard.
Finding the beauty in imperfections, which I'm sure is a word in a different language. Like when a man is a limp and then you want to have sex with him.
That's my Kate, follow-up question. is a left leg limp or a right leg limp sexier?
Right.
Ooh, I was gonna say
you
left.
You know what they say about left limps.
You know left limps.
Oh, I know some left limps.
From Kentucky.
That sounds like a dig at me.
I really thought you were going to be getting serious there for a second, and then you said that. I was like, oh, she's getting really serious.
I was right, though. I mean, yeah. We're all laughing in agreement.
Yeah, right? our main problems are focus, sharing focus, and also focusing on one thing at the same time.
Focus.
It's like a bunch of ADD kids trying to change a light bulb.
Well, you know, I mean, I was going to say there's nine of you. You all have very fast brains and you act very, very quickly on things. So, yeah, there does end up being a lot of information happening in scenes. How do you work with that? Like,
We stare in each other's eyes a lot. We make a lot of eye contact, remind ourselves that the other person is a human being.
Only in a loose sense.
Right. Like when you're talking to a bank teller, you got to remember that they're also a human being too.
Oh my God.
Are they?
Right? I don't think they are.
Okay, real answer.
That's my real answer.
Well, no, I guess it's like what Schwein said. It's really about being flexible. When you perform in a group this big with this many wacky personalities, it's really like you can have the greatest idea in the world that would be like the best takeoff from one scene. There's a decent chance that it's not going to happen. So you just kind of have to be like, I love these people, and whatever they're doing is what we're doing, and it's going to be great because we'll be together.
Or it'll happen, but then there'll also be 12 vampires in it.
You're like, there's only nine of us.
Those are the ones coming from.
Like, well, Caroline usually plays a two-headed one, so.
Oh, yeah, she always comes out in someone else's head.
Yeah. Like, did you see Twitch Plays Pokemon?
Did you ever see that thing? It's like, there is this thing where.
Is this a thing from your childhood?
No,
it's only 5 years ago.
It's a mixture of a thing from our childhood. Now.
It's an internet thing. I don't know what they
heard of that?
If you've heard of the internet, which
with a capital
is
I.
Internet.
Oh, that's a series of two.
It
right?
is.
Right.
It okay, is in cool. fact a series of two.
Not a dump truck.
There was. I don't know how they did it. I don't remember. But anyone could input a move into like Pokemon Red or something.
Yeah, the original game.
Yeah, the original Pokemon game. And so it was a community of people playing one game of Pokemon
at the same time. So like you would write left and then the character would go left, but it would happen after everybody in front of you's moved went first, and it took them like 12 days to beat the game with random entries. That's what snack time's like.
Yeah.
Wow, that was an actually like applicable analogy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
I have another metaphor.
He works at a bookstore.
I was just thinking about it's a pin like a pinball machine.
Uh-huh.
And like sometimes you lob the ball up there and it hits a couple of the bumpers and it falls back down. And sometimes we have really like short scenes that go really quick. But then sometimes it bounces back and forth between all of us, and it keeps up there for a really long time, and a lot of sparkling lights happen. And no, I feel
our
like
next show, let's bring sparklers.
We should have thrown fireworks.
Yay, let's throw fireworks!
But I feel like our best scenes have been this kind of sustained chaos of like focused chaos that take an idea and then bounce it out into strange, weird places. And I think that's something that works really well with our group.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever done like a serious scene that like didn't involve somebody having like all robotic arms and legs.
An octopus shows up.
Well, someone will float out an idea about anything, and the beauty of snack time when it works at its height is agreement.
Yeah.
If we have like six of us on stage and four are in agreement about one thing, like a chorus, then that's when the chanting starts, and that's
chanting,
when and that's chanting, when the dancing
chanting,
starts.
Chanting, 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 chanting,
go, go!
Chanting, chanting, chanting.
Everyone likes repetition. Everyone likes agreement. It makes our scenes really fun.
They say that improv is about like patterns and stuff like that, like recognizing patterns. And there's no quicker pattern than a chant.
Right. That's true.
Right then and there.
That's good. That's smart.
Thank you.
You must be a mathematician.
Improviser.
Mathemagician.
I just want to say that you guys are really nice and you're all my friends.
Shut up.
You don't need to hold the microphone while you're talking.
One more interjection.
You didn't ask us how we felt.
I love you.
You guys, what was the question again?
Well, there were two things I was going to mention. One is that the agreement between, I mean, the absolute no matter what, is no matter how many vampires are coming out on stage.
So many.
Every orifice.
Yeah.
They come out of orifices.
Well, I think she said orphans really fast.
Orphans.
To go back to the orifice later.
I gotta go do some work.
At the orifice.
Oh, Larson, you broke Matt.
Oh, no. He hasn't had a good question for us, too.
I'll work on it.
I'll
work at my orifice.
I do.
Anyway.
Porpoise.
There's nothing funnier to me than people pronouncing words strange.
I love it in improv, yeah, too. It's my favorite.
Me too. It's one of my favorite games.
Did you see that BuzzFeed article about them saying food names just slightly wrong?
No.
No, it's really good.
Oh, God, I'm sure.
Soup
check
Dijon?
It out. It's on www.buzzfeed.
Mike,
and when I say dot, I mean period.
Let me write this down.
Wait, what browser should I use?
I use Chrome.
Netscape.
Netscape Navigator. It's a mixture of Chrome and Netscape.
And then the ship wheel just like turns and turns and turns while you wait for your photos of John Stockton to load.
Is this a true fact from your life?
Obviously.
All right. John Stockton, he was the point guard for the Utah Jazz.
I don't know. What are those words?
My goal in life is to bring John Stockton into everything I do.
This
project.
Is how we feel. How we feel when you guys talk about Pokemon.
Right. We're like, this is something from the 90s.
It's Pokemon.
When you were children. And we were slightly older children.
Yeah, because like half of us are in our 30s. And then half of us are in our...
We'll live forever.
Oh, everyone go around and say your age.
Yay. Yeah. Oh,
wow. My name's Kristen, personal. And I'm in my early 30s.
He did not ask us to do that.
So, let me rein you in again.
Thank you.
All right. So, I have two more questions for
Damn
you.
Damn it.
Yes.
So hard to do this.
One is that the most amazing thing about your group is that you are just your agreement with each other and your support for each other is it's flawless.
I agree.
It's true though. That's what's so like amazing about no matter how many ideas are getting thrown out, no matter how many balls you're trying to juggle in the air at the same time, it works because of that, and everybody, all nine of you, do it. How did you get to that point? I think that a lot of groups would wonder, like, nine people being able to get on the same page like that. How does that happen?
I
love these guys.
I'm still laughing because you said we're juggling a lot of balls.
I would like to address the question because apparently I'm the only one here to be interviewed.
I have a good answer.
I also have answers.
All say our answers at the same time.
Okay, it's gonna be
one, two, three.
One word at a time.
I would say that the main thing is just that, especially because we all kind of came up together. That's a huge thing. We were learning the same things at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just because we're such good friends.
Yeah.
I mean, we just like really like hanging out with each other and we think that the other people are funny. So if they have an idea, we're like, oh my God, that was awesome.
Like if improv,
let's do that.
If improv was banned, we'd still be friends. Like that's a thing that we'd still do.
It's weird because we're from all different walks of life, but we all get along really well.
It's, and especially because, I mean, some of these people I've taken me and Mike have taken every class together, and some of us have taken every improv class at Huge together, or the majority of them. And then we also were brought up in a very particular style of improv, at least together, which is Michael Ritchie's style of improv. Mm-hmm. Very theatrical, and I think the combination of taking all these classes together, taking classes from one guy's mind, where he, like, I evolved in improv with Michael Ritchie, and then mm-hmm. as a group, that's how we came up together. Mm-hmm. And then every time after class, we'd go out and hang out. So mm-hmm. it was like improv and then friendship, and then it got out of hand.
It did.
But it was good.
Yeah, I think it's important if you're going to have an improv group first to form it, before you form it, get a bond and rehearse, even though you don't have a show. That's like my thing. Yeah. It's like, even if you don't have a show, try to rehearse. It's kind of gross how close we are, I think it helps our improv though, because we know things about each other, and we're on stage and we know our buttons.
We took a retreat up to my cabin one time. Yeah,
we did. It's not a cabin, it's a compound.
It's a compound actually.
It was a bone compound.
We have a lake up there, and we took a vacation together. My cabin's ridiculous. We have like trampolines and like rocket ship jungle
playground
gym,
equipment,
playground equipment, circus stuff,
mirrors,
and a lake, and a pontoon,
and an eagle,
and
several
aunt,
eagles,
and my aunt is there. God!
In, your cousin
in the moonlight, we did improv in the lake.
I was scared this was going to be brought up.
Brought it up. So we were skinny dipping in the lake together, and then we did improv in the lake together.
They all saw my boobs, guys.
I didn't. I wasn't wearing my glasses.
I don't know who was there.
I think it was you guys.
And ever since then, I think that we have just an unspoken bond that can't be matched by any.
That
group,
was like
so
our
try.
1 year anniversary trip, though. So we've already been hanging out for a whole year.
So seeing each other's.
We also have
bits.
Several unwanted children.
Yeah. We're raising them together.
Well, you might not want them.
I think Chestnut said something at the Eau Claire Improv Festival when we were all just hanging out in the hotel that we're a group of friends who like to have sleepovers that just happen to also do improv sometimes.
And that adds up to knowing each other and feeling fine with letting other people have ideas for once.
Bitterness seeps in.
I like what Kristen said earlier. She said we all know each other's buttons. Like, I feel like I know a lot about everyone's backgrounds, and that helps me be sensitive to things that might be upsetting on stage, and or physical stuff. Like, if someone had a bad back, I'd know not to mess with them. But I don't have to tell these guys it's okay to like do physical stuff with me. Like, I can jump on these guys and I know that it's all okay, or I know who doesn't want to be jumped on. And I've been in groups where it's really fun to play with them, but I feel like I have to say, hey, you can lift me up. If that's funnier, do it. But these guys, we all know what we can do with each other. We know the limits.
And on top of that, I mean, it's not just like the limits. It's also like, I also know the things that will make Kristen just like lose her mind on stage. Yep. Or things like that. You know, it's like, I know that this person enjoys doing
cats.
This thing. Cats. Yeah, it's cats. It's just cats.
I'm a sucker for detail. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that same thing. Like, I know what we all know the things that I enjoy or what any person enjoys. And, if one person walks out, we know that we can like not only contribute for ourselves, but contribute for them too, which is a neat thing that I can't say about other things. I don't know what I'm getting at with that.
I know what you're saying.
It's you like tweeting right now.
You were so used to not finishing a sentence that it was awkward for you to have to finish
it. It was really hard.
We were waiting for us.
I know, we got
really
quiet.
We were being so quiet.
We got tired.
Guys, real quick, sidebar fellow. Okay.
Guys, when they're doing a sidebar, be quiet.
Should we do a sidebar?
Like, I feel like I've learned a lot about friendship from these guys.
Oh, really?
And I feel like I really did let you down earlier by not announcing your
nachos.
Name.
Wow, you know what? Yeah. I've learned a lot about friendship from these guys,
potato
too. And
chips.
You know what? I'm just going to forgive you and
salted
agree
pretzels.
That we each have our own strengths and we just like each other.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. We ate your guacamole. I'm so sorry.
Oh, these These guys are assholes.
These guys are total assholes.
What the fuck?
I'm full of guac.
Why do we even have them? All right, sidebar. All right,
sidebar.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming over, Snack Time.
What
did
you guys talk
say,
about? What was going on over there?
Yeah, oh, what happened?
Oh, we were just talking about Mexican food. No
one,
big deal.
No one ate all of your food.
Oh. No, that...
That's almost more rude somehow. Wow.
And now's the time in the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet for a brand new segment that we call... Philip's Corner! It's Philip's Corner! Philip!
Hey.
Hi, guys. I haven't said a lot.
I've noticed.
In that
that's kind of a problem
part.
When you're with
what's
us.
Going on?
I find it sexy. Silence sexy.
Oh, this is... So
that's the appropriate reaction, Kristen.
It is. I'm going to just keep getting creepier.
So welcome to my corner of the show. This is the part where I'm going to stare at you each individually and awkwardly and make very, very...
Bring it.
Emotional connections through our souls, specifically through our eyes, and then ask you questions. We're going to do it super quick because there's a lot of you.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yeah.
When you have a party and you put snacks out, do you ever put out snacks that you hope that people don't finish so you can have them the next day for breakfast?
What would those snacks be? Well, guacamole, because that's on the top of my mind. But number one, queso. Wow. Queso. But I would hope that people
Hashtag too soon.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would hope that people would spoon the queso on their plates so their germs weren't in the queso pot. Because I don't want them dipping and then double dipping. So if everyone ladles the queso onto their own individual plates, then yes, I hope there's leftover queso. Great. The end.
Mike Trost.
Yes.
Did you play the game Spoons growing up?
I did.
I love that game.
And how did you like it? And if you could change one rule about it, what would you change?
Oh, boy. I really, really enjoyed it. That's one of my most favorite games to play. If you guys wanted to play after, I don't know, this podcast, we could.
Should we quick say what that is?
Does everyone know Spoons?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Spoons is a card game, and everybody tries to get a four of a kind in their hand, and they pass cards to the left. And then the first person to get four of a kind, they reach into the middle and grab a spoon. You can do it silently if you want to, or you can do it really fast. It's really up to you. And then once somebody grabs a spoon, everybody has to grab a spoon. And there's not enough spoons
it's
for
like
everybody.
Musical chairs.
It's like musical chairs, but with spoons, which is why it's called Spoons. If I could change one rule about it, mine would be that when you get four of a kind, you grab all of the spoons and then you throw them. I've actually always wanted to do this. You throw them and then everybody has to go and run and grab them, and the last person to grab them loses.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I want to
play that version.
I want it.
We should probably play with plastic spoons.
I'm glad that you asked me a question that I actually have had an answer that I've been thinking about for a long time.
Good.
You reached into my soul.
You read it in your eyes.
Yeah. Michael Larson.
Hi.
You ever done throwing knives?
I have thrown knives in the Boy Scouts.
What? That's not sanctioned by the Boy Scouts.
Well... Not strictly, but I didn't say that I got a merit badge in it. I just threw a knife one time and saw if it would stick in the ground.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it the Boy Scout, official Boy Scout, what is that called? The switch knife? What is that called? Pocket knife?
No, it was just one of those really big Swiss Army knives with like a lot of stuff in it. And so I took out the biggest blade and I threw it at the rain-soaked earth.
did you get it to stay?
It stayed in there, and it's there until this very day. It still remains.
Only the worthy can pull it out.
It's true. It's still out there somewhere.
Jojo.
Yes, Philip.
Is there something that you did as a child that you think has not been changed or fixed?
Oh, God. He's saying you're a freak.
No, what? No. Like, did you, you know what I'm saying?
Like, kill a pet.
Like, yeah. A broken window.
Well, I had a pet pig named Wilbur.
Oh, I've seen a picture.
And so I really wanted a pet, but my dad's allergic to dogs, and my mom saw a thing about how pot-bellied pigs were non-allergenic, and Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs are supposed to stay small. But I don't know if they got him from a reputable breeder. And so Wilbur just kept getting bigger and bigger and biting people and eating all our food. Oh. Because he learned how to open the refrigerator door with his snout, and so we had to duct tape the refrigerator door shut in order to prevent Wilbur from eating all the food. And so eventually, my dad was like, "I don't know if this is like a functional household," and so my parents ended up giving Wilbur to the Green Bay Zoo. Where he lived happily for a period of time, and we'd go visit him. And one time we went to visit him and he wasn't there. And it turns out that what we were told happened was that a kid was trying to feed Wilbur, and you could, but it's like with a horse, you have to hold your hand flat. Mm. And Wilbur accidentally bit the kid, I'm sure. I'm sure it was an accident, right? And that the zoo put Wilbur down. And so I feel like I was part of this chain of events that can never be undone.
No one unkilled the pig?
No. So it's only kind of answering your question, but, you know. Also, I still like bacon, so.
All right. It's good to know that nothing changed about you from that experience.
Lauren Chestnut.
Yes.
You responsible for any deaths?
Oh, my God. I got asked about spoons.
Not as far as I know.
Okay, but can you imagine a scenario that you may have contributed to someone no longer living?
No, go ahead.
Jessica. Like something that I've actually done or just like... Because any of us could get like in a car accident... Or like, I don't know. I mean, I feel as though, even though I think about murder a lot, I probably wouldn't actually murder someone. If someone were to die and it was my responsibility, I'm sure that it would be accidental.
Who do you think about murdering?
No one in particular, just about like how good murders work and how bad murders work. Because I watch a lot of murder shows and my husband and I talk strategy.
So you think you could pull it off? You're saying you've studied it enough that you know the pitfalls to avoid, and you're a smart.
Well, I certainly know some pitfalls. I'm not saying I could get away with it.
It's much easier.
But I'm already violating the number one rule of not getting caught for murder, which is ever talking about murdering.
And publishing it.
Yeah, you're said too much already.
So I'm probably, you know.
OJ did it.
That option is probably closed off to me now because I've already spoken about it publicly. So piss me off all you want. I won't murder you, probably.
Lauren Schwein.
Hey, what's up?
If you were to speak publicly about something, like a TED Talk, what would it be?
Okay, I've never listened to a TED Talk. Am I teaching someone about something?
You're basically just saying what you think is the most important that you want heard by people. And you are an unofficial expert on it.
Mind is racing between the answers that are funny and answers that are serious. I don't know why this question actually stumps me.
Maybe look into Philip's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to gaze into your eyes more. Oh, this is not helping.
What are you an expert
that'll
on?
That'll just make you want to do your TED Talk on soullessness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sidebar. You don't think I have a soul?
Well, you've told me that before.
Oh, so you're just a good listener.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a soul. Sidebar over.
I don't know. I guess if I was ever going to do a talk about... I guess I could do a really sweet talk about anxiety. Oh. And, I feel like my therapist recently told me that she thought I needed medication. Which is super neat because she told me on the day where I was like, I've been feeling excellent lately. I've been doing a really good job pulling this off. And then she was like, have you ever thought about antidepressants? And I was like, are we there? Like, I've been in shittier places and we didn't talk about that. And I realized the other week, I was like, oh, I've been feeling like shit. And I realized it's because I was eating like shit and not exercising and not taking vitamins. And then when I started doing all those things, I started feeling better. But I think one of the things that cheers me up is being goofy and not giving a shit. I remember when I was dating my boyfriend, when we were first dating, one day I like started giggling, and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Well, it was gonna start kicking the air," and then I decided not to, and he was like, "Don't censor yourself, just start kicking." And I've literally, in the most literal sense, been kicking the air ever since. Out of joyfulness. You should kick if you feel like kicking, and I like rolling around, and I like sleeping in sunbeams. So if you're sad, you should do literally anything that is fun.
Sounds exactly like a cat.
I am. She's actually a cat. So like anything that brings me joy is looking at cats or pretending I am one or cursing the Lord that I can't be one.
I feel you.
I like the idea that your TED Talk would be called literally just kick the air.
The Lauren Schwein story.
I would listen to that TED Talk.
For alliteration's sake, you might just want to go with sleeping in sunbeams.
Oh, that sounds precious. But then it's a really horrible story.
Well, like the bell jar.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so much like Sylvia Plath, except I don't know anything about her except that her life is sad.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much, you guys. That has been Phillip's Corner.
Yay.
I just want to hear clapping on the podcast.
Hey, snack time. Do you want to do some improv?
No.
No.
Okay.
Wow, this group is really good at agree.
But only with each other. No one else.
See if I suggest it. Hey, snack time, you want to do some improv?
Yeah.
Yay!
I love you, JoJo.
JoJo's the best.
JoJo, so good looking.
Sidebar.
Why?
Really,
I
want to
be
dicks
with you. Next up,
Pat! I'm hungry.
I know, but I can't decide which restaurant to go to, Roger. I mean, there's so many choices. Look at all these pop-up shops.
I understand, but I'm just... I'm really tired of waiting for so long. I'm really hungry.
Why don't we just walk around and see if we can just ask for samples first?
Okay, let's walk around this food court, I guess.
Sample?
Yeah, okay.
Sample?
What sort of restaurant are
you? Good.
Sample?
Okay, I'll try.
Well, we'll try one, but...
No, it's...
Tastes like goulash.
But crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's in that?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, now you're a part of the organization.
What?
What?
Welcome to the organization.
But I just
welcome
tried to...
Welcome.
Welcome.
But I just wanted to...
Just walk down this hallway, put on a white robe.
But no, I want to go back to the...
Nope.
Oh, my God. Where'd the door go? Where?
All right, we're just going to bring it down a notch.
The
organization, we stay calm.
Please enjoy the lavender smell in the hallway.
Oh, that's nice. Very Aveda.
Here's your ration of goulash.
Please step into the adjacent scent room for
it's
nail
really crunchy
removal.
What makes
nail
it crunchy?
Is this I'm sorry. That was your ration of goulash for the next year. You shouldn't have eaten it so fast.
I'm still hungry.
But there wasn't any information on that. I didn't get a pamphlet.
The organization clearly advocates moderation.
Where's the signage? Please, I don't see any signage.
Please continue to the end of the hallway to meet the leader.
I need to go pick up my glasses. They're going to be done in a half hour.
Yeah, Lens Crafters has a strict policy.
The leader.
Honey, I just want to get back to Lens Crafters and go to Forever 21 and get out of here.
Me too. I
just walk through this door now.
Come on, Karen.
Okay, let's just walk through the door.
No, wait. There's something I need to tell you.
What?
I also need to start by one other store.
What store?
Motherhood. I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry, did you say you were pregnant?
Yes. The leader will be pleased.
What?
The leader is always looking for new ones.
The leader had never had children of his own.
You get half an extra goulash ration. Congratulations.
Oh, well, but...
Here's a tiny white robe for your baby. Leader, meet our newest members.
Meow. Wait. I don't understand. Your leader's a cat?
Of course.
Of course.
But
why would it not be a cat?
How do you take orders from a cat?
You listen.
No, they didn't like that.
No.
Listen closely to leader.
Okay.
Leader, there's a baby in this one.
Oh, the leader likes us.
Leader, I just really
Leader,
want...
do you like that? Do you like that little scratch? You like that little scratch?
Leader, I think I'm going to scratch your belly.
They're touching leader.
Do not touch leader.
What are they doing?
Leader, do you like the...
Don't touch leader.
Do you like belly scratches?
We have strict rules in the organization.
Well,
we cannot play favorites.
Well, I was growing up in a hippie household commune, and touch is very important.
It looks like leader really enjoys this.
Yeah.
Leader...
Leader never let me pet his belly.
The leader has said to me many times that the only affection I can give is through string.
I feel like there's an uprising happening right now that we're about to be a part of.
Oh, of course not.
No, why would you say that?
You're loyal to leader.
No, okay. There's an uprising.
Now that you're, like, talking in a lower register, there is an uprising happening.
Honey, this reminds me.
Yeah, seriously, can't you guys know the way out of here?
It does. I love that book club. Have you
seen an exit? Love leader.
Love leader.
Love leader.
I need to get to motherhood because they're running out of their clearance jeans.
Honey. On three, I'm going to grab the cat. Let's run.
Okay, sounds good, honey. One, I believe in you.
Two. Three.
Oh, leader, where are they taking him?
Leader.
Take leader. Take leader.
Honey, I can't raise this cat, this baby on my own. What am I going to do without your financial support?
I love you forever.
That was not the...
Oh, and so that's where you got your kitty from.
Yeah.
That's a sweet story.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, but...
Sorry you lost your husband.
Yeah, the life insurance policy was signed, and I didn't know it, so we are living large out in Edina.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, cat, money. What else do you need?
I mean, my Lululemon collection speaks for itself.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know.
My husband would die.
Do you want to go for a walk? Because that's all I really have left in my life is exercise.
Honey, what did you just say?
Oh, sweetheart. You're home.
Yeah, I just was taking a shower in the other room and I was glistening my pecs.
Oh, well, just, sometimes I over-empathize.
Yeah.
So Sandy and I were just talking about her tragic loss and tragic. I was just, you know, I was saying I wish that I could
really understand. I'm sorry for your loss. Let me give you a big hug. Oh, sorry, okay. I'm still really damp.
Whoa. Okay.
Randy.
Randy, sorry, my towel
fell down.
Randy,
sorry,
Randy, no, I'll pick right that back now. Up. Again.
Randy, that is beautiful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really work on sculpting.
I would like to register my discomfort with this situation.
We're not in a therapy session, so you don't need to express your feelings so eloquently, but I do appreciate it.
Okay, well, in our relationship, which
matter,
is
honey?
In therapy... By the way, the relationship itself.
Honey, why
are... We need to express ourselves. Randy!
Why are you...
Randy, cover your dick!
Okay. I need more than both hands. Randy. I don't know what else I should do.
Randy, pick up the goddamn towel.
Put a cat on it.
All right, leader, come on over here. No, okay, fine. I'll just use a towel.
Okay, see you later, Randy's dick.
Randy! The sauna.
Yeah.
So warm in here.
Yeah,
whoa!
It is. What?
Where? Your towel. It's barely covering up anything.
Well, I can't help it. They only have these half-length towels here.
Bring your own from home. God damn it, Randy.
Wow, it's so much work, and I just don't like carrying around so much extra stuff.
You have like 14 duffel bags.
Well, that's...
Put them in one of your duffel bags.
I guess...
Anyways, I brought you here to this sauna because I had something really important to talk to you about.
What do you want
to
talk about?
Well, I've been having some thoughts.
Let me move this out of your way.
Thank you. It's been sitting on my lap this entire time. I've been thinking about going back to school. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, me, a 75-year-old man, going back to school, that's a pretty big decision.
Oh. Gentlemen, the Y's closing in 25 minutes.
Here's an extra 50.
Hold on, I'll give you an extra 5 minutes. I gotta bleach this place down, if you know what I mean.
You're gonna use bleach?
I mean,
bleach.
There's a lot of sex that happens in here.
Leonard, bro, we need you to take the game-winning shot in this beer pong game, Gramps.
Okay, well, I just gotta let you know that I have two, broken arms from the war.
Gramps, look, we took a chance on you during rush week.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly.
I said, some of the other guys said, he's too old.
Yeah,
he's too old.
He's really so old.
He's gonna scare all the ladies away with his old man smell, and
ew.
I said, no.
He smells like balls.
You all said that about me before I rushed?
No, I thought the girls would like you because you're avuncular. Means you're like an uncle.
I know what that word means. I'm going to school.
I thought we could get girls with really fucked up daddy issues.
Yeah, that too.
Granddaddy
issues. You're like a magnet for that shit.
Yeah.
I thought we'd have an easy supply of Viagra. And so I said, I won't go if he can't go. And now you need to prove your worth.
Okay.
Just put the ball between your dentures.
Okay.
It's more important than anything you did in the war. You need to be a hero now.
Gramps, 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 Gramps.
Marquise!
Sploosh!
Gramps! Kite, Zappa, Zeta forever!
Gramps died later that year.
Hey,
lady, what's up?
Hey, girl.
You're looking svelte.
I know, right?
Right?
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Tina.
You didn't say anything about me looking svelte.
You are also looking very svelte, Karen.
I feel like you don't mean it since I had to say it. What's svelte? Svelte? Is that a Swedish clothing line?
It means particularly thin.
Oh. I just want everybody... Okay, this is the first annual meeting of the ladies who like to have Starbucks. I just want you guys to know that I'm really appreciative of the Starbucks gift card you sent me in the mail.
No problem.
Yeah, I was like, we have so many shared interests, like coffee from Starbucks.
Got a macchiato for a Trish.
Is that double cat, low calf, 180 degrees, soaking wet?
They didn't write all that. They just wrote Trish.
I need a manager. I need a manager.
What? Oh, God.
Trish.
Not now. Trish. Come on. Again.
Somebody wanted to see a manager?
Excuse me, Mr. Trish manager. Did. I want my direction.
Oh, my God.
Call me Randy.
It's Randy.
Randy. Randy. Randy.
Yeah?
This is why I come to this Starbucks.
Trish. Hey, Randy. I didn't know you were... Are you switching locations? You used to be at the one out in Burnsville.
I was. Sorry. Here, let me clean my glasses with my apron. Forgot to wear pants.
Oh my god.
So big. I need so much coffee
right
now.
Is that where the foam comes from? Yeah, I am filing a complaint.
I'm sorry, ladies. What can I help you with?
Well, I just want to have all my instructions written on the cup so I know it was done properly. And then my coffee wasn't spit in like that girl over there who just gave me my coffee. It looks like she just spits. It looks like her mouth's just fucking full of spit.
She has a bitchy face.
Yeah.
Bitch I got face. A hot ham and cheese square for Tom. No, okay.
Look at, did you see how bitchy she was?
She's such a bitch.
Such a bitch.
She's so jealous that we get to stay home and not work because our husbands are rich.
Yeah.
Ted, what's our spitting policy?
Only if they piss you off 3 times.
Right. And
first two are freebies.
And how many times did they piss you off?
4 times.
So you did spit.
Yeah, I spit.
Do I really piss you off that much?
Trish, apologize. Get your empathy I gave you.
But let's think about this. Does spit have more or less calories than milk?
Well, let me ask.
Well, what have you been eating?
Yeah, are you on paleo?
Yeah.
I'm a dairy only.
Oh my God.
There's so much lemon.
So gross.
That's so gross. Products. Soy only.
Yeah, it's just a cheese sandwich with cheese bread.
Oh my God, I feel bloated just thinking about it.
Our husbands, the senators, will hear about this.
Ted here hasn't shit in 6 months.
That's actually, I commend you. You must be just reusing all your energy and not shitting.
Sorry, I have a hot ham and cheese square for Mott. Not
that's
Tom.
Me. That's me.
That's you.
Mott.
Okay, there you go.
It's short for Monica. Monica, you did not consult with us before ordering that hot ham and cheese square.
Monica, you know carbs make you gassy.
Guys, I'm desperate.
You can't.
I'm starving.
You can't bring your gassy butt into my Prius.
I can't focus on anything.
Why didn't you
ladies,
get this
finish? Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Yeah, Randy.
We have some of the best ham here.
Of course, I bet your ham
Randy,
is so good.
Put away your ham log. It. No one wants that.
I do.
What are you talking about?
I'm a lonely senator's wife.
This is so
We're
good.
We're all lonely, Trish.
He's just worried about his job. His job. I want that log.
So, sweetie, how was your day?
So long.
I am just so interested in you.
What? Okay. Well, I'm semi-interested in you, too.
You know, I know that I can be away at work all the time, but so I try to devote at least like 4 hours to you every single day, and I love you, and you're the greatest.
Senator, you know, you've been doing such good work lately, we're going to let you go home early, find your wife, make love to her good, real good.
All night long, that's all what I'm going to do. Thank you, President.
You're welcome.
So you want to make love all night?
All night long.
I mean, I haven't really done any of my stretches today, so that seems pretty
I'll help you with them. You know, if we don't want to make love, I can just help you with stretches instead.
Oh.
You know, I don't have a lot going on right now, so I appreciate you coming to me with your relationship problems. What do you mean she doesn't want to stretch with you?
She doesn't want to stretch. I mean, it's like... Yeah, I know that the nation is in
peril
and rambles and so many other adjectives, but it's like, you know, put that aside for a second, Deborah. We're about to make love.
Listen, Senator. As the president, I know that first and foremost, my concern should be the dragons. But...
Mr. President.
Yes.
Now, the fact that you've gotten all of your senators in all 100 laid by their wives and husbands.
You're welcome.
How are you not getting them to vote positive with you on the dragon issues?
I'm glad you asked, because our country needs more babies. Now, some people look at the dragons and they say our number one issue should be killing the dragons. I say our number one issue should be replenishing our people and then having them kill the dragons.
And what do you say to those that say the dragons are here as God's wrath?
I say, which god?
And who? Tiamat.
Well, it sounds like they're not doing anything about the dragon issue. You read the paper lately?
I don't read the paper. I just read HuffPo. It's like a paper on the internet.
I know what HuffPo is. I'm a millennial. I get it. But what I'm saying is that it's like all
these everyone in the bunker, the dragons are here!
God damn it! We know!
Is there even Wi-Fi down there?
No, I get all my news from Yahoo.
Yahoo?
Aunt Kate,
it's a search engine.
You cannot come in the bunker with us.
Dragon danger level 5.
Smell weird.
I know. I eat SpaghettiOs only.
Oh God, it's really smoky out here. is that a dragon approaching?
Just let me in. I know how to get a water supply.
It's either a dragon or a very strong breeze.
Do you want to make out in the bunker?
Can we please, in front of your aunt who likes SpaghettiOs?
Okay, you can come, Kate.
Shh, run, cut the scene.
Clementine.
What?
I have several different magazine subscriptions that I'm thinking about purchasing.
Look, Rajness, I'm concerned.
About?
You have so many magazine subscriptions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You do.
What?
It's a problem.
Well, okay. Well, then help me trim it down. I'm asking you for a favor.
Okay, fine.
Clementine.
Yes.
You know how much I love you.
I know.
This is only one of the things that I like about you. Okay, so which one do you think should go? People or People 2?
Honestly.
The second coming.
That's not even people. The problem. It's the tree trimming magazines. All 8 of them. We live in the city.
Mom and Dad.
What?
What?
I can't get out of the bathroom. There are too many magazines in the way.
Did you try pushing?
I did, but my body weight is too small.
Listen.
I'm surrounded by spruce sprouters.
Say, honey, this is what I'm talking about. The kid's stuck.
Huh, the kid may be stuck, but they're complaining about all the wrong things. See, you can't get to the bathroom. Well, that's the magic of magazine. Magazines can be bathrooms. Haven't you ever owned a dog?
No, I'm stuck in the bathroom. I can't get out, and there's no food in here.
Mom and Dad.
What?
What's that noise?
I'm also stuck in the bathroom, but I'm trying to use it, but there's somebody else in here.
Well, that's your sister.
Sounds like you're just being a little modest.
I am being a little modest. I can't go. I have performance
anxiety.
Now
you listen here, Vanity Fair. I love you just as much as all the other children that I think I have.
There are 6.
6. And
last I counted.
And while you might be trapped in there, you need to make the best of a situation.
Mom and Dad! Mom and Dad!
yet.
What?
How many children do we have?
I'm
do
stuck all in the ventilation. I can't get out. I've been in here for years and you've forgotten about me. I mean, pretty much after you gave birth to me, that I've been living off rat milk up in here.
Rajnes, I feel sad.
Clementine, why?
Full of sadness.
Over what?
I miss the children.
What children?
You missed the first 4 years of my life. That's when my brain developed.
Where did you learn to talk?
Magazines.
Aw.
That's sweet.
Let's make another.
Okay.
Future mom and dad, I'm stuck in the uterus.
Oh, God,
there's
it's
magazines
in there.
Blocking the tubes. Hey.
So I got a new peanut brittle recipe.
Oh, yeah. You go on the internet to find that?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, there's so much stuff on the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot, but this comes high. It's 5 stars.
Oh, yeah, you
on
gotta...
On allrecipes.com, 5 stars. That's high.
You gotta read the comments, because you don't know who's putting those recipes out there. They could...
5 stars, man. They had like 234 ratings.
They could be inaccurate. You know, it could be like a bomb recipe, and you wouldn't even know it.
Okay, Brad...
Okay, Ken, we're going to put this recipe up and see what kind of jerk holes try to cook this shit.
Oh, my God. All it's right. going to be great. All
right. Peanut brittle.
Okay.
All right. First thing I want to put in there is rat milk. What do you think?
Rat milk is okay. Funny.
Okay. What else?
Okay, I'm thinking like I was thinking rat milk.
Okay, wait, I just said that.
Oh, it was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think rat milk is that weird. People drink goat milk all the time. It probably happened at Whole Foods.
I was just at Whole Foods. You know, I go to Whole Foods twice a day, and I did not see any rat milk.
Did you ask? Yeah. Did you ask that girl with the white girl with the pink dreadlocks?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, welcome to Whole Foods.
Hey, Tanya, where's the rat milk? I know you have some.
It's okay. I can't tell you where it really is. Wink, wink. But it's in the back of my dad's Prius. I drive my dad's Prius because I'm poor, because I work at Whole Foods.
All right. And then maybe we could tell them that they need to get like...
A
bear trap that they have to cook it in.
Yeah.
And then some like... like the corn cob husk.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
where
to keep
they
it
get.
Moist.
That's where they get the peanut flavor.
Excuse me, sir, you're selling a bear trap on Craigslist. I came to pick it up.
Best bear traps in Upper Northeast Wisconsin.
Yep, I have $200 cash.
Oh, whoa! I don't take cash.
Wait. I didn't bring my checkbook, man.
Excuse me! Did I hear you say that you had the best bear traps in Upper Northeast Wisconsin?
That's what you fucking heard, man.
It's a bullshit, you know it!
Shut the fuck up, Charles!
You shut the fuck up!
Get off of my lawn!
You get out of my tent!
I really want this peanut brittle, though. Are you sure you don't have the best... Should we talk to Charles? Does
no,
he
no,
cash?
Okay, all right.
Charles!
No, fuck Charles! Fuck Charles! Look.
Fuck Charles! Fuck you, man!
Fuck you, man!
Fuck you!
All right.
Charles, do you take cash?
I take cash.
Canadian cash?
Canadian cash.
You guys, it's been years. You need to let that feud go. Who cares what bear trap is better? You two are brothers.
He knows why I'm mad.
Because I have better traps than him.
That's not why I'm mad!
Excuse
me, let me get that. I'm sorry.
You can't turn your fucking phone off ever.
It's really
I'm waiting for an important call. I might already have won a valuable prize.
I told you that bullshit is bullshit.
You just don't want me to be rich.
I just don't want you to have your identity stolen again.
When I get that money, I was gonna buy you a four-wheeler. Now it's ruined.
What?
No, I'm a
joke. That's surprising to me because I thought you hated me.
You see?
Do you want to go to the four-wheeling park for our next date?
I thought you'd never ask.
I really, all I've ever wanted is to straddle a tiny sport utility vehicle with you behind me.
Hey, guys! Mind if I be the third wheel to your four-wheeler party?
Trevor, it's a date.
Mom said I need to... be a better family member.
Wait, Mom said.
You're seriously going to
take Trevor with you.
Oh, God.
Bring this egg salad sandwich.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
I mean, I love egg salad, but Trevor, I just want to be alone with your sister.
Oh, Brenda, my sister.
The one I asked out on a date, not you.
Right, a friend date between friends.
Like, no, it's but like romantic.
Romantic friend date.
Trevor, put on your always helmet.
Okay.
Hey, Trevor, are you going to leave me here? I'm Mr. McTuffins, and you don't ever leave your pet at home, your stuffed bear.
Well, I should bring my stuffed bear with me.
You've never left me, Trevor.
So many good jokes. And Mr. Tuffins, though, I can't, because sometimes I'm afraid that you're going to tell me that I'm supposed to do things that I'm not supposed to do.
Mr. McTuffins is angry right now, and I stole this knife from the kitchen, and I want you to make the right choice.
Mr. McTuffins, it sounds like you're threatening me.
You're not going to leave that door locked.
Trevor, are you coming or not?
I would like to, but I'm stuck inside with a stuffed animal murderer.
Look,
go on without me. I'll be down in a little bit.
Oh, okay, let's go. Wait, but he had an egg salad sandwich. Like, I just thought we could save money on this date.
Yeah, but I asked you out.
Yeah, but my mom's...
Brenda, I'm not a cheapskate.
My mom's egg salad is the best.
I work at Jiffy Lube.
Do you have an egg salad sandwich on your person
right now? My animal's stuffing me!
What is wrong with your brother? I know I'm trying to be a better family member, but I just... I don't know if we should intervene. I feel like it's a personal matter.
So, Mrs. Dufresne, it appears that your son was really stupid.
Yeah, he stabbed himself a lot of times.
Many, many times. And he wrote a note that said that the stuffed animal will do it.
On behalf of the stuffed animal being his attorney, I would appreciate if you wouldn't slander my client.
Thank you.
Shh, don't speak.
Okay.
There's no doubt in my mind that he stabbed himself multiple times.
That's true.
Well, the forensic evidence proves it. I mean, there are no talking stuffed animals.
I said that morning, now I that, said, Trevor. All
right, see that right there? That is slander.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Be quiet.
Okay.
On advice of an attorney.
I mean, like, look, here, I'll just pick this stuffed animal up.
All right,
up,
but put my client down.
Don't touch me.
And there's nothing to it. It's a fucking stuffed bear. I can just tear the head right off.
No! I'm dead.
There's nothing to it.
Sue!
Pew, 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 pew.
Guys, I love laser tag.
I love laser tag, too. Thanks for inviting me, Karen.
Yeah, Karen, birthday party's the best.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Is it dark in the laser tag arena?
It's dark.
So dark.
How are you going to see the lasers if it's light outside?
Yeah, why are you so dumb, Tracy?
It's insanely dark.
So dark.
This guy's an expert. He's a professional laser tag player.
That's right.
Or you are a coach?
My name's Rick Travers.
Oh, Rick.
I've heard of Rick Travers before.
Oh, so am I. He's old. He's stabbed things.
Yeah.
Rick, I think you went to high school with my uncle, Randy.
I did.
I heard you couldn't get a real job.
Will you sign my copy of Laser Tag Monthly?
You know what? I'm going to take that comment and shoot it with my laser. I'm just kidding with you, kids, but I'm going to teach you how to be real professional laser rangers.
Oh my god.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Maybe will I be able to join the army after this?
Yeah. You'll be able to join the laser army for fakesies.
Rick, for like someone who was just wondering, for no one in this room, are you single?
As a matter of fact, I am.
What? No.
How's that possible?
I know, it's hard to believe. I just got out of something long term. Don't worry.
Prison.
About it.
Rick, are there any emergency exits in the laser tag arena?
There sure are, sweetie, but you won't need any of them.
Just shoot all your enemies and it'll be awesome.
Oh my god, he's dying!
He's dying!
Rick!
Oh, Rick, god. We need you to
go
in there! Rick, I
don't know what you're
I'm allergic to water!
Rick, oh my god! Rick. No!
He's got Wicked Witch Syndrome!
He's melting!
I never loved him enough for him to get me pregnant!
No.
Rick!
There's still time.
There's still time, you know. I mean, we're not too old. Okay, we're not too old.
I feel
no,
old.
We're
I
not. Know. We're not too old.
I'm 38, and I feel like I still have a fertile egg left in me. A fertile.
I feel like I'm 90. Yeah. I feel like my eggs are 112.
Listen, I'm only 41, but I tell people I'm 37 because I'm trying to hook a man who will impregnate me.
Look, yeah. Guys, leader is counting on us all.
Meow. He's. I don't want to let him down. I know.
And he's done so much for me.
I mean, just the way he just paws at me, it just gets to my heart, you know?
Sometimes I'm just sitting there feeling bad about myself, thinking my uterus has got to be all shrunk and dry by now. And then he tickles
me with his whiskers. Oh, leader.
During my 20 minutes of leader time a week, he let me clean his litter box.
Oh, my God.
And I just
never let me do that.
That's dangerous.
Wait.
Especially if you're pregnant.
Yeah, no, that must mean leader hasn't chosen you to carry on.
I know what it means, Sharon.
Yeah, you can't change a cat's litter box if you're pregnant. There's, like, diseases.
I know what it means.
Okay.
I'm just helping the cause.
Are you ladies ready for your mandatory once a week fertility tests?
Yes. I would like the milk bath first.
All right.
Ow.
As always, we have to let leader go into the milk bath first.
Yeah. Of course. Oh, look, he loves it.
He's so cute. That's so cute. And I know it's not good for him, but he loves it so much.
He loves it so much.
All right, leader, let's go to the other room. All right, now if you could all just enter into the milk bath together.
I've been in here the whole time.
This feels delightful.
It's nice. Will you be bringing us our fertility tuna?
We've got a fertility tuna for Trish.
Wait, is this 180 degrees no whip tuna?
You know, it just says Trish.
Real quick, did Randy ever touch any of that while it was being made?
Yeah, was Randy there?
Somebody say my name.
Oh, God, Randy.
Oh, Randy, do you...
Randy, you're evil.
Randy, get the milk back.
I'm submerged. What's going on, lady?
Randy, we just really want to bathe in milk with you.
Oh, well, that's very friendly of you, but...
Hey, leader.
Yeah?
Can sperm swim in milk?
I sure hope. I get it.
I don't speak cat.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh,
we'll
that's
teach
offensive.
You.
Look, leader is wondering about your net worth.
Yeah.
How?
Oh, I manage a Starbucks.
Wow. So Starbucks.
So they get really good health insurance.
This is number one chain. Mm-hmm. So if you got someone pregnant, you could register as domestic partners.
Well, I'm very careful.
She might be covered.
And a virgin.
Well,
what? All right. Fertility test over. You are all pregnant. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Let's see if this old uterus can carry full term.
You too, Randy. Congratulations.
What?
All right, goodbye.
Who wants to go to Babies R
Us?
But
I've never had sex with
anybody. I need to sit with my legs up the wall in order to keep this
baby
inside
this fragile.
Randy,
you're going to be an excellent mother. I can tell by the way
this is a virgin birth.
You handle coffee.
Who wants to rub cocoa butter on my belly?
Oh, boy. I was sort of hoping that this... this funeral was going to be, you know...
Get what you get on your budget.
I just wanted it to be indoors.
Wanted to be made into a tree. Yeah. So we did the tree, the green thing, and she's going to turn into a tree eventually.
Wrong. Respect mom's wishes.
But really, a fake Christmas tree? That was the best we could do?
I mean, it was one of those aluminum ones, so it's retro, right?
Look, and I'm worried, frankly, that she may have been a vampire, and so I want something.
Well, then burying her body was exactly what we should have done.
The metal through the heart.
Well, I mean, barring the fact that she might be a vampire, I personally think that the retro idea is a bad idea, because will that continue throughout time? Like, a statue is, like, something that lasts.
I want to make her into one of those diamonds I can wear forever.
I don't agree with either one of you guys.
My biggest problem, if she is a vampire and she wakes up and that's the first thing she sees, that's going to inform her her fashion sense.
And, yeah.
And she's going to be the gaudiest vampire, and we don't want that for
yeah,
mom.
That's
forever. For forever. Right, I mean, it's right. not so just like a bad though. Year.
Just her favorite restaurant was Arby's.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean.
Whose isn't?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
what
that's
I like
phenomenal.
About Arby's is their straightforward, you know, curly fries.
They're children.
They don't lie.
Children.
Oh, no.
Open my coffin.
Don't trust her.
Don't open it.
God damn it. Open
guys,
my coffin.
Guys, wait a second. We have two choices here. We could either open the coffin and see Mom out from the undead, or we could go to Arby's.
Let me what? Out. I want to go to Arby's.
Let's go to Arby's.
I want
to everybody off to Arby's.
Bring me weed.
Everyone in the Plymouth Voyager.
We're going to Arby's. We're going to Arby's.
Being chased by vampire mom at the Arby's.
Together.
Later at Arby's. Man, that horsey sauce sure hit me wrong.
Really sucks that mom came after us and turned us all into vampires.
But you know what, Fiona?
It sucks. It's a joke.
I've got a roast beef and cheddar for a Tom.
It's me. Thank
Tom,
you.
Tom, you make beautiful vampires.
They never say my name right.
At least we'll get to eat Arby's forever. Forever.
Forever.
I mean, unless it like closes down or something.
Shut up,
Tom.
Mott.
This water.
That good?
That's good. Yay!
Next up, Pats! And that's our show. Thank you to Snack Time. Thank you to Lauren Schwein, Lauren Chestnut, JoJo, Michael John Larson, Mike Trost, and Kristen Ann Pichette. And thanks, as always, to my good friend and co-host, Philip Simondette.
Thank you. We learned about friendship. Thank you, host Matthew McLeod.
Aw, thanks, Philip.
Yeah, Matthew.
Thanks, Philip.
Hey, thanks guys. You can see Snack Time coming up where?
The rest of the Fridays at Huge Theater in February at 10:30 before the Bearded Men.
There we go. And you can learn more about what Snack Time's doing and other upcoming shows at...
on our Facebook page.
Which is Snack Time Improv, I believe. Just type those words into Google.
Snack Time and look for a picture of a clock with a cookie for the face.
Unless this is like 2 years from now that you're listening
Caroline
to this, we'll probably change the picture.
In that case, Google Snack Time will be the first hit because we are so famous.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you to Emily Larkin, Caroline Hitt, and Mike Blomberg.
R.I.P.
Who couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately, but I'm sure would have loved to have been here. So you can see Snack Time at Huge Theater. That's Huge Theater at 31st and Lindale in Uptown Minneapolis. More information about what's going on at Huge, the only dedicated long-form improv theater in the state of Minnesota, at hugetheater.com. Philip, what do you have going on coming up?
Well, you can always see me sometimes at Comedy Sports or on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PhilipSimondette. There'll also be a painter show coming up at Briley Bowl in
awesome.
March. And,
it's really, it's awesome.
Local music great scene show starts.
Kristen says that and she's in the group.
So just, you know, keep an eye out for stuff. Matt, how about you?
I don't have any shows coming up anytime real soon, but I think I can say this. Drew Kirsten and I have a multi-month run at Huge coming up in the summer, so that's going to be cool on Friday nights.
What's that group called?
Drew and Matt.
Great time.
Hey, we were the first ones to do that in town.
You can also keep in touch with Matt and I at nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/nextatbat, and on noisepicnic.com.
That's right. And go to iTunes, check us out, subscribe to our podcast, rate and review it. Let us know what you think. So tune in next week when we're going to have a brand new guest on.
And as always,
praise Jibosh.